WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Dominion will have to wait before beginning construction of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. A new study says winter road salt may pose more of a threat to the environment than we thought. And there's a program in Charlottesville to help cops afford to live in the high-cost city. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, December 13th. Construction on the Atlantic Coast Pipeline won't begin anytime soon. The State Water Control Board voted on Tuesday to slow down the regulatory process. But as Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports, that vote has raised more questions than answers.
Anti-pipeline protesters were vocal throughout 2 days of public hearings on the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. But when a vote finally came, there were no rounds of applause, no shouts of anger, just song.
We're gonna rise like the water. Shut this pipeline down.
For opponents of the 600-mile pipeline, it wasn't entirely clear whether the vote was a win or a loss. The board approved the project's permit, but on a conditional basis.
The right outcome is denial, but this is an advance over what we thought we might get today.
David Sly is with Wild Virginia.
The overall vote means that Dominion does not have an effective certification today. I am pleased that the board recognized that there were serious flaws here.
Board members were concerned that state regulators hadn't completed key parts of their analysis yet. Once DEQ finishes those reports, it's unclear how the approval process will now go forward. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
A researcher at Virginia Tech says the use of road salt on highways has risen dramatically in the past 20 years, and the runoff may eventually threaten fish and wildlife and people. From our partner station, WCVE, Charles Fishburne reports.
Before last weekend's storm, VDOT was standing by with 52,000 tons of salt and 217,000 gallons of brine. Virginia Tech's Joel Snodgrass says that could be a problem.
The use of salt for road treatments is the number one use of salt now in the country.
Snodgrass is head of Tech's Department of Fish and Wildlife Conservation and has just published a study in Environmental Science and Technology.
We don't know the extent of the problem. We do know in specific places where we've seen dramatic increases, tenfold increases in chloride concentrations.
His study is based in Maryland, where there is more snow and more people. VDOT is currently reviewing the study and will have a response.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
12 governors of both parties, including Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, are urging Congress to reauthorize funding for a popular children's health insurance program as soon as possible. The recommendation involving the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, came in a letter to congressional leaders yesterday. Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich and Democratic Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper led the letter-writing effort. Fresh funding for the $14 billion CHIP program ran out on October 1st. Since then, some states have relied on unspent funds. Others got a short-term reprieve in the two-week spending bill the president signed on Friday. The governors said funding the program without disruption is something they can all agree on. Finally, since 2004, the Charlottesville Police Foundation has been helping officers with extra training as well as housing assistance. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini talked with the foundation's executive director, Mindy Goodall.
The foundation's primary mission, says Executive Director Mindy Goodall, is to attract and retain officers in the community. One of the issues this solves is a quick, efficient response to emergencies.
Let's say that they need to call in the reinforcements, and, you know, if they have 45 minutes to drive to get to this area, that's a problem.
But it also helps officers and citizens bond.
We want officers to stay in our community because you get to know the people that you're serving. You start to put down roots. You understand the neighborhoods. You understand the different idiosyncrasies of an area.
That's why they try to help officers settle in the city.
We have a program, an officer housing program, where officers can apply for a $20,000 grant towards the down payment of a home inside the city of Charlottesville or 3 driving miles outside of the city.
Applicants should have a household income below 150% of Charlottesville's annual median income.
We try to fund about 2 to 3 of these per year. I don't think we've ever had to turn down a police officer.
But Goodall says the main obstacle remains that of available affordable housing to begin with. with. And so the Charlottesville Affordable Housing Fund will commit $2.5 million towards affordable housing in the city in 2018, the highest allocated amount since its inception in 2007. For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallarini.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.